This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. We're proud to be on this station, AM 590, The Answer, the Inland Empire's leading talk station. To the listener, you can always reach myself or my colleagues over at Falcon Wealth Planning at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, with any personal questions you have related to this show, related to life, anything that involves a dollar symbol, whether it's mortgages, renting, buying, retirement, taxes, Social Security, insurance, estate, you get the point. Anything involved in financial situations, give us a call. Now, I am a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning, a registered investment advisory firm. We are a fee-only financial planning firm that also has an investment management division to us as well. But we specialize in comprehensive financial planning. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is any questions that you have pre or post retirement, that's why people come to us. We help people decide, where are they? How are they today? How do they prepare for retirement? What retirement looks like? That includes Social Security planning, real estate planning. It goes over taxes. That's one of our biggest niches over at our firm at Falcon Wealth Planning. It looks over investments, making sure they're properly allocated, avoiding high fees and commissions, because unfortunately, that's how Wall Street makes money. And how the biggest buildings you see in downtown, how they're all investment and finance companies, how do you think they're getting paid for that? Hopefully not off you. And then, of course, insurance and estate planning as well. We cover that. Maybe you could self-insure. Maybe you don't need to fall for that whole life for that free dinner seminar policy that was pitched to you. That's what we do, folks. We are a fee-only financial planning firm. There are no products that we offer, no commissions we receive of any kind. It's a unique practice. Not a lot of people are fee-only advisors. That's less than 2% of the people that out there in the community that call themselves advisors, planners, wealth managers, all those fancy names. Less than 2%. So, you can always call us. We are offering a free financial assessment to go over everything we just described to you. That's what we do on a daily basis. You go through retirement once in your life. We go through it 20 times a month. You roll over your accounts maybe 3 to 5 times in your lifetime. We do it 3 to 5 times a day. If you need help planning for retirement or in retirement, looking to reduce some of the taxes, looking to take advantage of Social Security strategies, looking to just enhance your overall life, give us a call. That is what we do on a daily basis. We are offering a free financial assessment, $500 value. We are offering that to you at no cost. All you have to do is call 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help prepare you for retirement and optimize your situation where you can make sure you're not leaving extra money on the table. Unfortunately, we see that all the time. Make sure that's not you. Why? Why would you go through that? It's no time better than the present. There's so many times when I see people who come in after they retire, after they bought that high commission-based annuity, and ask, was that a good deal? Well, it's like buying a car and say, hey, should I have bought this car? Is it a lemon? Well, no, how do we know? Of course, you bought it already. Yeah, good luck. What are we going to tell you? Yes, it was. It's over. It's done with. You bought the lemon. What you should be doing is going to get it tested out at a mechanic. And that's what we are. We are financial mechanics. We make sure that you don't make the mistakes that everybody falls into by high-pressure, commission-based salespeople who don't give a hoot about you. All they care about is rolling over that money and charging you fees and commissions on that. And guess what? Most of those are illiquid. You can't get out of those if you want to. And that's Wall Street, folks. And unfortunately, that's what people are exposed to. That's why people do it on their own these days. They go to some of these discount brokers or self traders at Schwab, Vanguard, TD, E-Trade, Scottrade, any of the trades, and they do it on their own because they're sick of the advisors. They're sick of Wall Street. And guess what? I don't blame you because you made too many mistakes and most of it has been pushed upon you against salespeople. And that's what these people are. Just because they have a big name that back them up doesn't mean they're not salespeople and not doing what's in your best interest. And you need to make sure you don't continue to make those mistakes. Now, if you need help to make sure that you're in the right investments, that it's not too late to make changes that can help you save thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands throughout your lifetime, if you want to make sure that you're not in unethical practice investment strategies that was pushed upon you at maybe a free dinner seminar, give us a call. We can analyze that for you. That's what our free financial assessment does. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shane, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM 590, The Answer. I'm a certified financial planner, and I go over all the important topics of personal finance. And I'm going to share with you a topic that one of my colleagues experienced this week. And it was about good debt versus bad debt. And this person is thinking about buying a car. And I don't know how much the car was. I don't know any of that. I don't know how his credit is. Nor do I care, because the fact is simple. He's wanting to buy a $30,000 car. And isn't that crazy? $30,000? $30,000. Holy smokes. How much were cars 20 years ago? Was an average car $30,000? I don't feel it was. That's crazy. Back in 1970, the average car price was like $2,000. Now it's at $30,000 is the average price. Did anybody have a guess what the average car price is going to be in 15 years from now? It's going to be close to $65,000. That's inflation. If you were to look 20, 30 years ago, think about you in your 30s. Would you ever think you'd be spending $30,000 on a car? Some of my clients, the last car they bought cost more than their first home. You probably know people like that, don't you? It is absolutely crazy, but you want to make sure that you understand the process, the basis on good debt versus bad debt. And let's go over this. Now, my father-in-law Paul, he's a great man. But just like any normal father-in-law and son-in-law relationship, we don't see eye to eye on everything. Maybe the love for his daughter, my wife, but we don't see eye to eye on everything. So my father-in-law Paul, we have this conversation on, he calls this a joke of financial independence. And by the way, I'm going to talk about good debt, bad debt, but I got to give you a prelude to my father-in-law talking about financial independence. And his way of thinking that you're going to be number one in this world is to owe no debt to everybody. That's the way you're a winner, because you're in charge and you are financially independent. And so that's why I just kind of nod my head. It's okay. So my question to my father-in-law, which we've had this conversation before, so if you're listening, love you, Paul. I call him Uncle Paul. And it is, if you were offered a car at a dealership, just like one of our colleagues here that might be spending $30,000 on a car, at paying $30,000 cash out the door, because they're going to give you the best deal at $30,000 cash, or getting a $30,000 loan at 0.9%, what would you do? My father-in-law says, well, I'm going to pay cash. I don't want to pay interest for anything. I said, okay, but it's 0.9%. I go, that's like $300 a year. Are you sure? I think I can do better than my money than that 1%. Why would I borrow? We consider that in the financial planning community as good debt. Instead of being out of pocket $30,000 today, I would rather pay and spread that out over a 5-year period, 60 months. Over a 5-year period and pay minimal interest, because I could do better with my money than 0.9%, which we'll just call it 1% going forward. I think I could do better than my money at 1%. Some people say, well, how is that? Well, for starters, you might be eligible to put money into a 401k, 457, 403b, IRA, or any retirement account. Not only do you put that extra money into that retirement account, but you get a tax deduction from it as well. Now, depending on the tax situation, maybe you don't want to put in a traditional, maybe you want to put in a Roth, depending on if you're a low bracket or a high bracket, but the point is simple. Do you think that you could do better with your money than paying it off on a vehicle, a car, where the second you drive it off the lot, it's no longer worth $30,000, it's now worth $27,000. You lose 10%, literally, 4 minutes after you drive it off the lot. I don't know why I said four versus two or seven, but 4 minutes after you drive it off the lot. So why would you take your money today and pay that off when you can leverage a 0.91%, where you can use that money for other things? On top of that, I would rather have $30,000 today than the same $30,000 in 5 years. So why would you give the dealership the $30,000 today? Spread that out. Use that for other things. What if you want to buy a home? What if, God forbid, you lose your job? What if you want to invest in something else? What if there's just other opportunities available to you? Don't handcuff yourself, folks. I see that far too often. A car loan, depending on the rate, is a very, very strong asset to you. I know that's crazy to think because a loan is not an asset, but when you can leverage that loan over 5 years and virtually pay anything in interest, 1% over 5 years, that ends up being a pretty good deal. So what I want to do is I want to take a little break, and I'm going to talk more about good debt and bad debt. Bad debt's easy, but there's more good debt, and then talking about ways to leverage your situation. I want you to stay with us. We're going to be right back after the break. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON if you need help relating this to your specific situation. For now, stay tuned. This is Gabriel Shane, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We hope you're enjoying the show, going over all things in personal finance. Every week we go over taxes, Social Security, retirement planning, investments, ways to protect you from what's out there. If you need help with that anytime, or what we're talking about sounds like you, we are offering a free financial assessment that can help relate this show to your personal situation. We are offering that for free at no cost. Give us a call at 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the rest of the show. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. Here on AM 590, The Answer, we are talking about good debt versus bad debt. By the way, if you need help with this, or you're deciding whether to lease a car, buy a car, rent a home, but get a mortgage, how much to put down, what type of mortgage to get, give us a call. That's what we do on a daily basis. We would love to help you with your financial situation, especially since we're offering a free financial assessment. Phone number here is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So I had, over the break, we had Dan here, the producer for the show. He's mentioning to me something about, where are you going to get a 1% rate? Well, how about this, Dan? I wasn't going to mention Toyota, because Toyota's not giving me money to mention Toyota, so people are listening might go buy it. So now I'm giving them free advertisements. So thanks to you, they should be sending you something nice, not me, because now I'm telling them I'm not going to give them anything without relating their information for free. But you can get a 0% 60 months through Toyota. And no, you don't need an 8 million credit score. You just need a decent one, over 680 with good income. 0%. So how about that? All right. So, but anyway. So we're talking about 1%. We're talking about leveraging money. Now, here's the thing, and I was kind of going to mention something similar to that, is that my father-in-law, and I was saying he doesn't like owing any money to anybody, but he does know one thing. He does get one thing. He does understand zero interest. He does know when you get zero interest, you pay no interest, and likes to use somebody else's money for free. So, Uncle Paul, you get the applause of the day on that one. But we are going to talk about other forms of good debt. That seems like an obvious one. That was just for one of my colleagues here to talk about good debt and don't take $30,000 to go put down on a car. Leverage good rates because you could do better on your own money, whether it's putting it in your retirement accounts, investing that money in something else, paying off other debt that is maybe charging you 5%, 10%, 20%, using your money for that. So now we're going to talk about other forms of good debt. And the other one is an important topic that I haven't talked about in a while, and that is a mortgage. Now, there are some radio personalities out there that talk about pay off your mortgage as fast as possible. Pay all debts you have fast. Live like a hermit. Eat canned beans. Do nothing with your life except for paying off debt, and you could be debt free in 3 years. Okay. All right. The problem I have with that is they have no clue about your financial situation and truly hate that advice. The other radio personalities out there will say, hey, here's 11 great reasons why you should pay off and have a big fat mortgage in retirement. Yet again, reason I dislike that is because they also don't understand your financial situation. What I mean by that is, have they ever looked at your tax returns? Do they understand your overall financial situation? Do they get how any of that works? Most likely, they do not. They don't know your financial situation. On the contrary, you want to show them your tax returns, they'll say, ooh, we can't give you advice on this. You have to go and talk to a tax advisor. Well, that's what we are over at Falcon Wealth Planning. And that's how we help people on a daily basis. We take a look at their taxes and actually give them true recommendations, true advice. I don't understand how some people do actually give full financial information without even looking at your biggest piece of financials out there, which is your taxes. All everybody cares about is looking at your investment statements, which is not even a fraction of the overall situation of what you have. Taxes are your biggest expense, if you know it or not. And how is somebody supposed to help you with your financial situation if they don't understand your financial situation? And how do they find that out? Is by looking at your tax returns. And I just see it all too often. And if you have an advisor, you're a financial advisor, you can't see my air quotes here talking about financial advisor, financial planner. If they've never even looked at your tax returns, they're not a financial advisor. They're an investment man or an insurance salesperson, and all they care about is selling you junk. That's what you have. Hopefully, you're not in denial about it. But what you should do, just like what any educated person would do, is get a second opinion to make sure the person that you're with, you're not overpaying for just because they have a great personality or went to a couple birthday parties. That's no basis to do business with somebody at all. So get that second opinion to make sure who you're working with, whether they have a big name bank or firm behind their name, you want to make sure you're not overpaying for a friendship. Because guess what? You want to know why they're your friend? Because you're probably overpaying and paying for their nice car that they're driving to get together with you. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So now looking at good debt. This one is very, 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 very obvious. The good debt piece of it is a mortgage. And I do have to say, there is a good debt. And let me tell you why. And this is why I do agree with maybe one of the two radio personalities in regards to there are some benefits to having a mortgage. And the main one is, and that you probably know, is that it's a tax write-off. The interest that you pay on your mortgage, you get to write off against your ordinary income, which is huge. Depending on your tax situation, you can almost get back 50 cents on the dollar. That is huge. So you want to make sure you could take advantage of understanding the benefits of having a mortgage. Because here's the thing, and this is where me and my father-in-law, Uncle Paul, don't see eye to eye. And that is on paying off a mortgage. Because God bless my father-in-law. When he first got his mortgage back in the 80s, anybody want to take a guess what his rate was on his mortgage? You got it. It was like 12, 13%. No wonder it's embedded in his veins to pay off his mortgage. Of course he wants to pay off his mortgage. Because you weren't getting 12 to 14% anywhere else, even though you could probably get an 8% CD at that time. But the point is simple. He had it in his head where he's going to pay off his mortgage no matter what. Which makes perfect sense. But guess what, guys? Times have changed. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth here on AM 590, The Answer. We're here on every weekend going over all important topics of personal finance. So nowadays, if you were to get a 30-year mortgage, let's just say what? You can get a 4% rate of return on that, a 4% of what you would pay on your mortgage. Now, if your mortgage was $250,000 a 4% rate for 30 years is about $1,200 a month. Now, let's say you get a 15-year mortgage on that same $250,000. Now, if a 30-year is 4%, a 15-year is probably 3.5%. Now, if your mortgage is for 15 years, it's going to be a low rate because it's less risk to the bank because they're getting their money sooner. But your mortgage payment's going to be higher because you're paying it off in 15 years versus 30. Your mortgage payment is roughly $1,800 a month. Now, here's the thing, guys. Over the next 30 years or even 15 years, do you think you could do better on your money than 4% or 3.5%? I understand nothing is guaranteed, but still, do you think you could do better over a 30-year period than 4%? I sure hope the answer is yes. If not, get out of the stock market right now. There's no reason to get in it. And on top of that, that's 4% gross, not including any tax benefits. If you're in the highest tax bracket, that might be closer to 1.8%. Now the question is, do you think you could do better on your money than 1.8% over the next 30 years? Yet again, I sure hope the answer is yes, or get out of the stock market. Even if you're in a low tax bracket, you're still borrowing at maybe a 3.3% rate of return. 3.3% rate of return? That's still a really low rate, especially locked in for the next 30 years. You almost want to hope for hyperinflation at that point. A mortgage is good debt for that reason, folks. And here's the thing, and this is why I like 30-year mortgages over 15, and I consistently make that recommendation mostly to give you more control. And it'll be for the following facts. If you do a 30-year mortgage over a 15-year mortgage, on my example of 4% for the 30, 3.5% for the 15-year, both of them $250,000 mortgage, you're going to pay an extra $600 a month to make it a 15-year. It's a lower rate, but you're also paying it off faster. It's $600 extra a month, but you pay it off in 15 years versus 30. Well, here's my recommendation. My recommendation is this. What if instead of doing a 15-year mortgage, you do a 30-year mortgage? So yes, the rate is higher. It's not 3.5%. It's 4%. It's 0.5% higher. But your payment is $600 less. What if you treat that payment of $1,200 like it was a 15-year? So you don't pay $1,200. You pay $1,800. You pay that extra $600 a month. Anybody want to take a guess how soon you'll pay off the home? Now, it's a higher rate. So a 15-year is 180 months. So you can't pay it off before 180 months because a 3.5% pays it off in 180 months. A 4% will pay it off in roughly 187 months. That's only, you only lose 7 months? Out of 360 months, out of 30 years, you only lose 7 months. But what did you do? You gave yourself more control throughout that whole time. What if somebody, God forbid, passes away? Maybe you lose a job. Maybe the financial situations are just different because now you have kids in school or just something going on. Maybe your parents need your help. You want to give yourself more control because here's the problem that I see a lot of people at our firm. If you didn't pay on a 15-year, $1,800 a month, you can never go back and say, you know what? I want to only pay $1,200. I want to save that $600 a month. You can't. You are forced to pay that $1,800 a month. It is irrevocable. But if you do a 30-year and pay $1,800 a month, that extra $600, you could turn that on and off at any time. And with that flexibility, you only lose 7 months over the next 30 years versus a 15-year mortgage? Jeez, oh Pete, that seems like a really, really good trade-off. Now, if that's already too late to you, then give that information to friends, colleagues, family members, kids. It's important that you understand your options and take more control in retirement, because I see more times than not people lose control in retirement. And if you need help with that, if what I'm saying sounds like you, if you want to know what's the most optimal situation, we can help you. This is what we do on a daily basis. You buy 3 to 5 homes in your lifetime. We go with clients that buy 15 to 50 homes a month. Give us a call. Phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's Falcon WP.com for sure. This show sure went fast, folks. So as we close out, we want to thank you for tuning in with us this weekend. You can always reach myself or my colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning at the phone number of 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can have a confidential personal conversation as we are offering free financial assessments. Tune in every weekend as we go over all important topics in personal finance that gives you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your afternoon. Have a great week, and God bless.